Good afternoon, this is your, well, actually, good evening. This is your host, Michael J. Long. And welcome to, so it's 7:52 in the evening on October the 6th of 2020. And thank you for joining me, I appreciate it. So, I wanted to talk to y'all about the war on drugs and how it affects minorities and what its intent is. But a little something to break the ice. So, I just got dropped off by a relative, a mother, and right as she's dropping me off, there's this guy walking his dog, and my mom goes, oh, there's a doggy. I'm like, it was a husky. That ain't any old dog, that's a husky. So she starts, vote for Trump, and this and that. And the guy goes, ha, 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 vote for Biden. And he starts laughing a little, as he's walking his dog, rightfully so. And this is an example of just how pulverized America has become in general. This is just one example of how pulverized Americans are between the Democrats and the Republicans. And so the train of thought is, if you are a Republican, then you must vote for Trump in order to defeat Biden. And if you vote for a third party, let's say the Libertarian Party, then you will decipher the votes from the Republican Party and the Democrats will win. Well, guess what? The Democrats are going to say the same thing too, except it's going to be a little different. It's going to be vote for Biden and don't vote Libertarian, because if you do, you're going to split the vote from the Democrats and the Republicans are going to win. Really? Wow. So this whole wasted vote syndrome, as I call it, the whole argument of throwing away your vote, this is what the media tells people and the people buy into it. Whatever. If they want to waste their vote, fine. If they're for small, limited government and they want to waste their vote on Donald Trump, fine. Go for it. How about it, And if people want to vote for Biden and they don't really like his policies, but they're going to vote for him anyways because they don't want to split the vote, then they're part of the problem. I'm sorry. They are. But, you figure the people who support Biden or who like 80% of his policies, of course they're going to vote for him, no matter what. But I think most Democrats are going to vote regardless of who the Democratic nominee is. Right now it's Biden. Because the idea is, get your team in. That's the attitude this country has. And I'm not bashing the guy that was walking his dog. He has a right to his opinion and his political views or whatnot. So does my mom, so does everybody else, and so do I. And it's interesting, but as authoritarian as the Democratic Party is, I gotta give them credit. I like to give credit where credit is due. Alright? And I give them credit because they're honest about it. They'll say, we're for big government. We want universal single-payer health care and socialism and government to control everything and high taxes and high regulations and more wars and more debt and this and that. We want gun control and gun confiscation and gun bans and this and that and the other thing. We want this, we want that, blah, 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 blah. We want this regulation and that regulation and whatever, right? Whereas the Republican Party and most conservatives will sit there and say, we want a small, limited government. One that is reserved for protecting people and then morality and individual rights and this and that. Morality? Really? What in the world does that have to do with less government? Honestly, morality. If it is your view that government should regulate morality and tell people, you shouldn't marry someone unless it's a woman because marriage is between a man and a woman and this and that, I don't care what you think. You have a right to your opinion, but so does everybody else. And the idea that you're going to use government to turn around and say, we should ban marriage equality. Really? And I say this because the Supreme Court, now that it's like 3-1 conservatives, now considering on banning gay marriage. When, under the Obama administration, or at least that's what I looked up upon on a article I read, at least this is what they're considering. And I'm not saying this is what they're going to do, but this is what they're considering. And the fact that they're considering that goes to show you how much full of garbage conservatives are in terms of keeping precedent. Because if you were going to protect and keep precedent on something like that, then you wouldn't be considering doing overriding the previous decision on that. You know, so the Republicans, long story short, are also for big government. They're also for more wars, high taxes, high regulations, and even if they want to cut your taxes, which they don't always do, and Trump hasn't always cut your taxes, he has to some extent, but then he wants to increase the spending in the military and the war and the debt, all of this stuff. But that's what the Democrats are doing. They at least tell you that. They at least tell you, yeah, we want to increase spending, increase taxes, and increase regulations, increase this, increase that. Where the Republicans will lie to you. The Republicans will tell you, no, we want less government. But then they'll turn around and say, but we want to combat illegal immigration and build this wall that costs $2 million, $2 billion or something like that. And we want to be inhumane and hoard 11 million, 12 million, 6 billion illegal immigrants in an immigration detention facility because, quote unquote, they're taking up our jobs. Or they're murdering and raping people as if nobody else does that. And it's a shame. And then they have the audacity to say they're for less government. Really. If you were for less government, you would not be doing that. You would not be building a wall that costs $2 billion and then building detention camps that cost another $3 billion and then house almost 90 million illegal immigrants in it. You wouldn't be, if you don't believe in being inhumane, you wouldn't be doing that either. And you wouldn't be freaking having Guantanamo Bay and freaking holding millions and millions and millions of people accused of doing terroristic acts that have not been convicted or charged of anything, for that matter, in Guantanamo Bay or any other detention facility in the country, or even out of the country, because let's be clear, let's be honest, Guantanamo's in Cuba. So under one hand, we can have sanctions and a trade embargo enforced in Cuba, but then we're perfectly allowed to have Guantanamo Bay. No. If you don't want to work with Cuba, then Guantanamo needs to go. I'm sorry, it does. And it should go. It should be abolished. And these people should be tried for whatever freaking crimes they committed. If it was done on this country, and if it wasn't, then they need to face trial in the country where they committed these acts, or wherever they came from. Alright, side issue. And the idea that conservatives can then go around and say, but they don't deserve to create artwork and sell it, and they don't deserve rights, and they don't deserve this and that. Well, neither do you then. Because if they don't deserve rights, and they haven't even been convicted or tried of anything, then neither shall you. Because rights don't work that way. The way rights work and the way the U.S. Constitution works is everyone has rights. And everyone has the right to due process. But they don't believe in that. They only believe in that in the U.S. Constitution when it suits their convenience. And then they complain about Democrats being not open to anything. And this is true. A lot of liberals aren't open to free speech. Now, at least a lot of the newer ones. The younger ones, right? But look, I mean, most conservatives, they don't care about less government. and less taxes and less regulations. They don't care about not going to war and no debt or getting rid of our debt. They don't care about all that. The only time they care about that is when a Democrat's in power. But outside of that, you know, we can have Guantanamo Bay over there in Cuba, but then Cuba's not allowed, and that's because we want it there, but then they're not allowed, the Cuban government can't say, hey, take it off our land. We don't want to be responsible for what you people are doing. And even if they did that, we would say, oh, we don't care. Really? So you don't care about what Cuba thinks about whether or not our camp should be in their damn country or not. But you, all of a sudden, you care if a country like that went into our country and set up camp in our country to freaking house people who have not been convicted of anything. You would be okay with that. And so, it's like, we have Trump in power. We've had him in power since, what? Since 2016. And we have trade war. We got a trade war going on with China. TikTok and WeChat banned. Because the claim is that they're spying on American citizens and then forwarding that to the communist Chinese government, but without proof that that's even going on. But meanwhile, we can afford to pass the NDAA, the Patriot Act, and all these provisions which allow the establishment of Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where we house millions of people who've not been convicted, who've not been tried of any terroristic crimes or activity under international law, under the U.S. Constitution and various state constitutions. They've not been tried for anything, and they're sitting there, and most of them will never be tried or convicted of anything. And we're doing experiments on them. Here, take this freaking, you know, malaria drug or whatever, right? But they can't have rights, and they can't have their civil liberties or none of that. So you could be accused. So any group can be accused of being a terroristic group, and you would be thrown in there. And that's basically your rights. Basically, you don't have rights or civil liberties, in other words, right? And this is what the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, and the Patriot Act, and all these other authoritarian provisions provide. That we house people who are not tried and convicted and thrown in prison. So that's one aspect to look at, is that when it comes to that, and when it comes to small government and all that, which, and they wouldn't be doing any of that if they were for small government. So that gives you an idea they don't care about small government. They only care about it when it suits their convenience. So they lie to you about it, you know. And so getting back on the subject, you know, it's funny because then Trump turns around and says, oh, the war on drugs and minorities being victimized and all that. You say, I did this and I did that. But guess what? Biden started with the crime bill that he introduced and pushed for that got passed in the Senate when he was senator at the time of, in the 90s, right? Well, guess what? Was it Joe Biden that declared war on drugs? No. It wasn't him. It was Nixon, a Republican, a conservative. And when he made that statement, he made it very clear in a public announcement that it was because he wanted to go after Mexicans and Spics and Blacks and Latinos. Those were his exact words, and he wanted to go after them. That he was going to declare prohibition on all these drugs. All these drugs would be prohibited, including marijuana, including crack cocaine, including meth, and all that. But now that it affects white people, it's now suddenly a public health crisis. Well, it wasn't before. And then you had Reagan with his just say no policy and his just say no campaigns. Because he truly, legitimately thought that drugs were bad for this country and that it was destroying communities and people were dying from it and this and that. That's what he literally thought. But his predecessor, Carter, supported it, not knowing what it was about. And his predecessor, Nixon, he pushed for it because he wanted to go after blacks and Latinos and minorities. That's why he pushed it. And that's why he got it shoved down our throats through Congress. And part of it was done through an executive order. So then, fast forward to the 90s, and yes, Biden did support the crime bill, or the crime prevention bill, whatever it was called then. He introduced it, he sponsored it, and it got passed. And, yeah, it did enhance the war on drugs and created a lot of the same policies that you see today that he's now going against. But he wasn't the one, not him or Harrison. Like, they supported it at the time, and they pushed for it and all that. And Kamala Harrison, who was a prosecutor in the 90s, put a lot of people away who were drug users and addicts, which should have been handled by the medical community and not by the criminal justice system. So I get it. But the fact that it was started by Nixon, a Republican, a conservative, someone that you could say supports less government, goes to show you the simple fact that Republicans also supported this and started this war on drugs. And so now that it's affecting whites by the millions, it's now suddenly a public health issue. But it wasn't a public health issue when it was affecting minorities at the same rate, when it really wasn't hardly affecting whites. Now, was it? So our whole police force is set up and designed and trained for the drug war. And then the liberals, a lot of them get mad when they see a black guy get killed by the police. But then they want to turn around and say, yeah, but we want drug prohibition to be continued. So the left really doesn't want to legalize the drugs except for maybe marijuana. Some liberals do. Most don't. Many don't. But most liberal Democrats in general do not want to legalize the drugs. And neither do most conservatives. But the conservatives like to go around and pin everything on the Democrats as if they don't do anything wrong. Like they could never do anything wrong. And that's what I don't like about what conservatives do. They act like their garbage doesn't smell. They're roses. And everything's always the Democratic Party's fault. And yeah, a lot of it is their fault. Don't get me wrong, a lot of it is their fault. Because all the times they've had their presidents in power, they could have legalized drugs, including cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, etc. They could have decriminalized all the drugs, and they could have legalized marijuana, and they could have opened it up to the medical community, and they could have been in support of free trade, whatever. But they don't support the legalization and or decriminalization of all drugs. They don't. And they're very clear about that. I think what conservatives have to do before going after the left is get their own house in order. Because they act like Trump can make debt and increase it, and that's perfectly fine. But then when the left does it, it's suddenly not okay to have a deficit. Or it's not okay, or it's okay to kill a black guy by the police force, but only if a Republican's president, right, or whatever. And a lot of the black people that are killed, conservatives make excuses for the police force. Like, oh yeah, you know, this guy was a druggie, this guy was violent, this guy was this guy was that. Right? But they never say anything, but they don't like to talk about whether the police handled the situation appropriately or not, or what the real circumstances were, and whether these deaths were even warranted in the first place. They don't like to talk about that. So they'll shift the blame on, well, this guy that they went after, doesn't matter. Would you like to be lynched on the ground like that, regardless? If someone says they can't breathe, then you best get off their neck and treat them or give them medical attention. But, you know, so, I mean, again, the murder of Breonna Taylor and a lot of the minorities that got killed, it happened because of the drug war. Because that's what the police are trained to do. Here's the threat, no knock raids, they might flush the drugs down the toilet, so go in there and grab them before they do it. So, yeah, you know. And by the way, make sure you're dressed like a German from World War II with these stupid combat helmets that make you look like a fucking German from World War II. And by the way, wear this bulletproof vest and get totally militarized, which I can understand the military vest in certain situations. But why do you need to look like a freaking Nazi from World War II? And what's with the no-knock raids? Oh, because they might flush the drugs down the toilet? Then why do we have a drug war? See, and this is what gets me, is that we're not able to combat violent crimes such as murder, rape, armed robbery, unarmed robbery, arson, speeding, none of that, or DWI, DUI, whatever. We're not able to have the resources to combat all that because we're too busy fighting a drug war. So now let's send another $1 million to have the federal government go after those people so we can be free to go after people who are doing drugs in the privacy of their own homes. So again, I mean, that's where we're at with this country, you know. And it doesn't matter if you get Trump or Biden, because at the end of the day, we're still going to be in war, we're still going to have debt, we're still going to get big government, no matter which of the two get in. So, I guess that means I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen, who's running on behalf of the Libertarian Party. Because she's the only one that cares about small, limited government. And the Libertarian Party, in general, is the only party that cares about getting us out of war, getting us out of debt, bringing the troops home, reducing the size of the government, and so on and so forth. So, just let that sink in. Do you want less government? Do you want free trade? Do you want less government, less taxes, and more freedom, maximum freedom, and the ability to have free trade and be able to freely trade with whichever people you want, whichever country you want? Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen with Trump. I'm sorry, it's not. And it damn sure ain't going to happen with Biden. And if you don't think Biden's going to put tariffs on any country he may disagree with, you're wrong. So honestly, the only difference between Biden and Trump, and the only difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, is that at least as authoritarian and draconian as the Democratic Party is, they at least tell you, yeah, we're draconian and we're for big government, and here's why. And this is what we're about. Whereas the Republicans support the same thing, the same garbage, but then they twist it and make you believe that they're for less government, which they are not. And if you think the Republican Party is for your Second Amendment gun rights, wrong answer. Because the correct answer is that they don't care about your Second Amendment gun rights. And neither does Trump. So much for Trump 2020, huh? So let that sink in. Trump isn't going to give you your freedoms and your civil liberties and your gun rights and your freedom of speech and your civil liberties and all that. Because at the end of the day, he's for more government. But he's not going to tell you that. He's going to tell you, oh, for less government, the Democrats are for more. Well, so are you, buddy. So are you, Trump. And so that's something we should be looking at, is what do these guys support and what is it that I support and what is it that Joe Jorgensen and Spike Cohen support that I support, or if you're planning on supporting the Green Party, what is it that what's his face? Howie Hawkins supports that I do, or that I do, or whatever. And because you really shouldn't be voting for someone because the media said so. You should be supporting for who you think is going to do the best job. And that's based on what your political views are. And if you're for more government, big government, you might as well vote for Joe Biden. Because he's all about big government. I mean, you're pretty much going to get the same thing with Trump. But if you support less government, less taxes, maximum freedom, yeah, I think it's time maybe you should consider voting for Joe Jorgensen, who's running on behalf of the Libertarian Party for President of the United States. If you don't want to vote for her, fine. Waste your vote on someone you don't believe in. But at least consider, make a consideration before you just, I'm going to vote. Because at the end of the day, you only got yourself to blame when all of us are screwed in the end. Just saying. So I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. Appreciate it.